It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. On this date in 1844, 43-year-old Brigham Young stepped forward as the new leader of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, succeeding Joseph Smith, the church's founder, who had been murdered in Illinois. After leading the Mormon flock on its great journey to the West, Young founded Salt Lake City and served as the first governor of the Utah Territory. He also led the foundings of the precursors to the University of Utah and Brigham Young University. He had many nicknames. Among the most popular was the American Moses, or the Modern Moses, or the Mormon Moses, because, like the biblical figure, he led his followers in an exodus through a desert to what they saw as a promised land. Young was also dubbed by his followers as the Lion of the Lord for his bold personality, and he was commonly called Brother Brigham by Latter-day Saints. He was born to John Young and Abigail Howe, farmers in Whittingham, Vermont, and worked as a traveling carpenter and blacksmith, among other things. Young was first married in 1824 to Miriam Works. Although he had converted to the Methodist faith in 1823, he was drawn to Mormonism after reading the Book of Mormon shortly after its publication in 1830. He officially joined the new church in 1832 and traveled to Upper Canada as a missionary. He was ordained a member of the original Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 1835, and he assumed a leadership role in organizing the exodus of the Latter-day Saints from Missouri in 1838. In 1844, while in jail awaiting a trial for treason, Joseph Smith, president of the church, was killed by an armed mob. Several claimants to the role of church president emerged during the succession crisis that ensued. Before a large meeting convened to discuss the issue in Nauvoo, Illinois, Sidney Rigdon, the senior surviving member of the church's first presidency, argued there could be no successor to the deceased prophet and that he should be made protector of the church. Young opposed this reasoning, stating that Smith had earlier recorded a revelation declaring that the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was equal in authority and power to the first presidency. So Young claimed that the leadership of the church fell to the 12 Apostles. The majority in attendance were persuaded that the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was to lead the church, with Young as the Quorum's president. Accordingly, he was ordained president of the church in December 1847, 3.5 years after Smith's death. Rigdon became the president of a separate church organization based in Pittsburgh, and other potential successors emerged to lead what became rival denominations within the Mormon movement. Brigham Young would ultimately lead the church as its second president for 30 years, until his death on August 29, 1877. Reportedly, his last words were, "Joseph, Joseph, Joseph," invoking the name of the founder of the faith. On September 2, 1877, Young's funeral was held in the Tabernacle in Salt Lake City, with an estimated 12 to 15,000 people in attendance. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 8th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.